Hi, everybody. This is Roslyn with IGTV Community for Unity. Today, I'm especially honored to have a really unique guest here today. She's a CEO of Candace May Training and Services. They do leadership training, consultant, and a coach. And she and I met each other through an accountability program, and she's a great partner. But today, we're not going to talk about accountability. What we're going to go ahead and talk about is the world we live in. So first and foremost, Candace, could you tell me a little bit about what your company does?
Hi, Rosalyn. I'm so happy to be here with you. Congratulations on your show. This is exciting. My company, Candace May Training and Services, is a leadership development company. And that begins with self-leadership for the individuals, as well as developing the team members for high-performance teams and taking existing managers, and business owners, CEOs, and developing into an even higher level of leadership for influence.
And how do you see our world today of being in a pandemic as helping the people that you're working with today? I mean, it certainly must throw you some curveballs, right?
The pandemic has been really something. Who would have expected such a big life change, not only for the United States, but the entire world? I work with teams from around the world, 160 countries. And so we've seen the impact around the world on everyone, from individual families to companies. So some industries are flourishing, such as the medical and those companies who could adapt to create more hand sanitizers and more things, grub hubs and food delivery services. But restaurants that sit down and retail businesses, salons and non-essential businesses, construction, all of those have been really halted, completely halted. We're just now, 6 months later, starting to get a little bit of momentum to getting things opened up. So there's definitely been an impact. We had to pivot how we do business, much more things online. As all of us know, we're all probably Zoom fatigued, and we're doing business this way though. And I did extend virtual services prior to the pandemic, but it's just been everything so much more.
Right. And when you were working with those people who were in those services that weren't happening, what types of things could you tell people? Because I know I've been reading in the newspaper, there's a high propensity of depression these days, people having sleepless nights, anxiety, relational problems, and everything is all up in arms for those who are unemployed, and especially for our young people. Is there some strategies you could share with us that might be helpful?
Well, I think what's important right now is to stay as optimistic as possible, not to bury your head in the sand, but to be a bit optimistic. I would say don't watch the news 24/7. Try and check in maybe once a day, maybe three times a week at most, just to, so you know what's going on. But to sit in front of the news is just all negative. So that can really pull your mood down. But staying on top of things, going to official sites, for updates is critical, and your chamber and city for your local areas would have all of that prominent information that you can get from trusted sites. As far as what else people can do, it's time to dig in. It's time to build your business and focus where you can on what you can. Besides digging in for the financial relief and financial support from any sources you can, grants and the special funding and so forth, that's your first step to get yourself on solid ground. But then you need to start building up instead of doing nothing. Take the time, if business is slow, to dig deeper into your business, to strengthen your market, see how you can shift and pivot to be relevant to today, and hire a coach such as myself or someone else in your industry who can help you, because we can help you stretch and pivot at a much faster rate than you can on your own. Finding ways to also stay positive is a great way, you know, finding tools to learn and have fun at the same time. And I do offer some of those, but that's important.
Right. You know, you were mentioning, you know, making lemonade instead of lemons. I know there's a good friend of mine, her name is Robbie Motter. And as I was interviewing her for a book that I was writing called For Tomorrow's Leader, she was saying there are some people who've taken this pandemic and gone ahead and written, their business is doing better than ever before. And she hit on a very important part. It's now is the time that, since we're not running, to just slow down. I've heard of other people who've gone ahead and taken language classes and been able to implement those language, you know, learning a different language, or going ahead and finishing a book like the one that I'm doing. If I was running around, God only knows if this book would be coming out by the end of the month. But, you know, you hit on a thing called a positivity. And I think it was a gentleman, a friend of mine from my Coach Masters group, who went ahead and shared the following information. He said, if we go ahead and we share gratitude each and every day, and we take out a time to meditate and just focus on the right things, and, you know, just set yourself a goal for just one thing that you can go ahead and do and focus on that, that it's amazing what can happen. Do you have a particular success story that you can go ahead and share with us?
Well, I want to tell you, I too have written a book during this COVID time, and it's getting ready to be published right now. It's with
oh, wow.
So that's exciting. That's what I mean about digging in and taking opportunity when you have quiet time to really get through something big that you've been working on. Absolutely. And as far as gratitude and meditation goes, those are two high priority items that I do every morning to get my day started strong, because I think that's essential. We have to nurture our souls first and foremost before we can reach out to service all the people who work with us and our customers. We have to stay into that strong mindset and that presence of the being in the moment now, not looking back in the past, not looking forward into the future, not living in fear, but really stretching ourselves and every day finding a way to say, what is the next best step? Where am I working on today? What am I doing? Right?
Right. You know, you mentioned about an upcoming book that you'd written during this pandemic, and I was wondering if you might be able to share something with us so that we could hear what it's about and possibly support you on this new book that you've got going, because I know you've been working on it a long time, as I've written several. And it is a process. Yes, it is.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I have a working title. I don't know if it'll be the final title yet, because you know how that kind of evolves. But it is Heaven Within, A Journey Inside, right now is the working title. And it really is filled with lessons of overcoming and how to grow personally and professionally and overcome those hurdles. And give some examples. It talks about how the brain functions and emotions and all of this juicy lessons of life and lessons of growth and how we function and grow. And then examples of stories from my life that feed into how I overcame situations as examples of those learning processes. It's quite fun.
Oh, that sounds cool. You know, one of an innovative strategies that someone had told me and some big name writers is, they go ahead and post something on Facebook and they say, do you like this title or this cover or that cover? And it's a really great way that you can gauge what people's reactions are and things like that. Have you ever thought about that?
I have thought about that and will be pursuing that more. I actually, the current working title, I've gone through three or four now, was from one of my mentors. And he gave me a whole list and of different ones, and this one struck home. I was grateful to have reached out because it's a total different approach in the title than what I had originally started with. Much more appealing, much more open and exciting. Yeah.
You know, that's the beauty of going ahead and working with the coach. They always say when you've got so much inside your head, it's interesting what you can get when you can gain the insight from other people who are out there and have a completely different perspective on what's going on. Now, I know from previous situations that you have a talk show and you've got a number of these posts on your Facebook page. Could you tell us about the direction of that? And that might be a way to help people out in our society, because I know you're so much into helping humanity. Could you tell us a little bit about your show and what people can find on your page?
Well, thank you. I have every Monday for the last 8 months, have been doing Candace May Is In at 8 o'clock on Monday morning specific. And that is personal growth tips, focusing on just that, personal professional growth. The other show I have had run from June 1st to the end of August. So I'm actually not sure I'm going to continue that. It's on Wednesdays. It was a co-host show for two of us. And my co-host has gone through a intense realization that for her to reach her goal, or for community homeless encampments and so forth, she needs to really focus out there in the world instead of online. So she's taking a little pivot, and until I find another co-host, I don't want to do a standalone show, because I do that on Monday morning. So, but it was called Unshackle Your Voice, so you can be seen and heard, and you can still capture all of the shows on my Facebook page, Candace May Training, or on my YouTube channel. And I am trying to get up to 100 subscribers on my YouTube channel right now so that I can actually get my official URL tied with it. So if anybody wants to help me out there and log into my Facebook and subscribe, that would be awesome.
That's fantastic. Well, why don't you tell us a little bit, if you were looking for a host, because maybe there's someone who's watching this that might be interested in joining you. I am notorious for, you know, every day I do a post, I open my page to a different book of a book called Itty Bitty Words, and I promote a coaching every day. So why don't you tell us what you look, and who knows, maybe I do, and maybe someone I know might be interested in being on that show. What's a good thing for a person to be on your show that would be important to you?
Well, the whole concept of that show was to help people find their voice, because so many have been shut down in our world by family, by community, by employers. And so the concept is unshackle your voice so you can be seen and heard with confidence. So finding your voice, finding your purpose, finding your values in life, finding how to go about growth, because so many people, they think growth is simply learning Excel. And, you know, you can learn hard skills, you can learn how to build things, construction and so forth, but that's not developing you as a character and your personality. It's not bringing enlightenment to the fact that all those thoughts that swim through your head, that self-talk that happens, those aren't you. Those don't define you. You are outside of that. Those are just thought structures that are coming into you from what's been fed to you from your youth. So I like the concept of having a dialogue with this process rather than me getting on and just talking. So that was the concept of the show, that we would go in depth. And we had a great time. The last 3 months were awesome. We really enjoyed the process.
So are you looking for someone with a master's in psychology, or kind of what's important to you in this next co-host that you're looking for?
Well, if I find the right co-host, well, I'll consider reintroducing it. Otherwise, I'll be focusing in other areas. But what am I looking for in a co-host? Someone who's got shared vision and shared values of bringing change to the world, of someone who has strong values that match my own, and is great chemistry to connect with and have a great conversation.
No, that's definitely important. You certainly know when you're talking to someone when you've got the chemistry and the questions just kind of fall off of one another, which is exactly true. So we're almost wrapping up with our time here. And if I was to ask you if there's one last thing that you'd like to share, and then you can go ahead and tell people how to get a hold of you, what would be the one thing that you would want them to say, hey, if you think of Candace May, this is one thing I want the world to know. What would that one message be?
Wow. My one message, thanks for the warning. My one message is people matter. People matter, you matter, and we need to become our best selves. I like to be known as a thought leader who can do public speaking, lead retreats, help companies and professionals grow. And I believe that to develop a high performance team is developing each individual person on that team. That's who, finding the ways to leverage each other's strengths, we make a stronger team. And as we develop the people, we develop the business. And as the business develops, we develop the families, the community, and that's how world starts. World change starts from each individual.
Well, it sounds like you're definitely at the right place doing what you're doing in today's world. And I really like the fact that you focus on an international basis, because we need more people like you to bring the change in our world we're so needed. Now, if someone wanted to get a hold of you, what would you like to tell them? Where can they find you at?
Wow. My Linktree, linktree.ee/CandaceMay is the best way, because it has all of my social media links on that. CandaceMay.com is my website. You can see my name here at the bottom of the screen, Candace May, M-A-E. CandaceMay.com is my website, and that's a foundational place. In the footer, you can find all my social media, my phone number and email are right at the top. So I think that's the best place, CandaceMay.com.
Well, Candace, it's truly been an honor meeting with you today. I certainly love the backdrop of the beautiful flowers there. You're gorgeous. My best friend Lucy there telling us their advice is in. And I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, I've really, truly enjoyed speaking with you. It's wonderful having the opportunity to work with you. And I want to let the people know, if you want to get a hold of a really great coach, Candace is your go-to person. Thank you so much. This is Rosalyn, and thank you so much, Candace, and have a great and beautiful day. Namaste.
Thanks, Roslyn. Thanks, everybody. Have a beautiful week. Bye-bye. Okay.
How'd we do?
Hold on.